And we'll start this hour with that draft government report on climate change that was leaked to the New York Times and the Washington Post. It directly contradicts the climate change skepticism expressed by President Trump and members of his cabinet. Scientists from 13 federal agencies say in the report that it is extremely likely that more than half of the rise in temperatures in the U.S. over the past 40 years has been caused by human activity, especially by heat-trapping greenhouse gas emissions. But there are fears about how the Trump administration will handle the report. Joining us now is Stephen Mufsin, who covers energy and infrastructure for The Washington Post. Stephen, welcome.
Glad to be here.
And who wrote this report, and why do you think it's being leaked right now?
Well, the report is the work of scientists from 13 different agencies in the federal government, specialists on climate, and they've also reached out to scientists in the academic world to help them draw up this report. I think the reason why it's being leaked now is that a lot of scientists, both in and out of government, are very worried about how President Trump is going to handle scientific information, especially information about climate, about which he seems to be a tremendous skeptic, right? He dismissed it once as a hoax.
Right.
And even his cabinet members who have acknowledged some human role in climate change have said it's just hard to say how much and that the science isn't quite developed about it and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of concern about what's he going to do. And so the object of leaking the report is that it's out there. There's a benchmark. You can see what changes are made in the future if they're for political reasons or for some other reason.
Because it may be changed again, right? It's already in. It's something like fifth draft.
Right. This is the fifth draft. And there was an earlier version that's been online for quite some time. So the idea is this to show exactly what was there before it got to the political people in the White House.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's in it. This report strongly links human activity to climate change, not just in the U.S., but around the world. The government scientists estimated a more than 1 degree Fahrenheit rise in global temperatures from 1951 to 2010. Talk about the significance of that.
Well, again, the significance is pinpointing it on emissions that are caused by people. And that's been a key element. You know, Rick Perry said the other day when asked on a CNBC what was the primary driver and were people the primary driver behind climate change, and he kind of wriggled out of that and said, well, it's, you know, the oceans are important and things like that. So this report definitely is trying to pinpoint, based on the science out there, pinpoints it, the climate change so far on human activity.
Mm-hmm. It also estimates that the U.S. faces a 2.5 degree Fahrenheit increase in temperatures over the next few decades, even under significantly reduced future emissions of greenhouse gases. 2.5 degrees. It doesn't sound like much. We know from studying this issue, it is a lot. Is there any plan out there that would prevent a 2.5 degree increase in temperatures?
Not really. I mean, and one of the things I've found striking covering energy and, you know, increasingly environmental issues for the Post is that we've made incredible progress in energy efficiency by the standards of the energy industry over the past 10, 15 years. But it's nowhere near enough to meet the targets for climate if you believe climate scientists. And even if you think their climate science is off by some gigantic margin of error, it's still not enough. I mean, the scope of this problem is just huge.
And the report connects climate change to extreme weather events. The European heat wave of 2003 and a heat wave in Texas in 2011. What does it say? Because scientists are often very careful to connect individual weather events to climate change.
Yeah, it's saying that these extreme events would become more extreme. That's one important thing it says. It says the type of record-setting heat we've seen in various places in the last couple of years will become the norm in the coming decades. It talks about sea levels and how much they're going to rise. It talks about the retreat of ice in the Arctic. There are many areas where it doesn't feel that it has the scientific basis to say things, but there are many other areas where this report pushes forward on the basis of new evidence that's been accumulated since the last time they did one of these reports.
So, Stephen, just in the 30 seconds we have left, when will we know if the Trump administration releases this report in full or scrubs big parts of it? Do you know when it will be coming out?
No, we really don't. And, these reports, these national climate assessments were created by an act of Congress back in 1990. It was supposed to come out every 4 years, and only three have come out. So Politics isn't new. Whether they just sort of pocket veto it or issue it or change it, that's remains to be seen.
That's Stephen Mufsin, who covers energy and infrastructure for The Washington Post. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.